Deplorable Nation, a podcast where your voices can be heard, where things that affect you and your family are important, because it's important to all of us. Every one of us matters and everybody has a voice. We're going to be bringing you news, current events, and throw in a lot of humor. And then you decide for yourself. Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode number 18 of Deplorable Nation. Today's episode is called Red Rising. I'm your host, Deplorable Janet, and today we have a very special show for you today with two wonderful guests that I just recently became acquainted with. So the first is going to be Travis. Mr. Travis, how are you doing today?
Pretty good, Janet. How are you?
I'm excited that you agreed to come on my show.
Oh, it wasn't an agreement. It was a must, obviously.
Well, I appreciate that very much so. And my second guest today is Bobby. Bobby, how are you doing?
Doing good, Janet. It's a pleasure and honor to be here with both you guys.
Well, I appreciate it. For those of you who already follow the podcast, you know that we have been doing our own site. We're working on our own site right now. With Tommy G and the No Mercy crew, and we have a live Discord chat. You can check the links on my Podbean page. Those are there as well. They're called Fireside Chats. So that is where I met these two lovely gentlemen chit-chatting in the Discord chat. So anyway, today I'm happy to have this episode because we are going to, since it's called Red Rising, we are going to talk to you about going red this year for the election. So first, I want to start by getting a little bit of background. And which one of you wants to go first?
I guess I can.
Okay. Let's have it, Travis. What is your background, my dear?
So I'm from North Dakota. A very, very red state. I guess our main claims of fame here are oil and farming. So it's obviously red. But I guess my background with just being Republican or whatnot is more or less been from when I was a kid till now, but I've changed a lot since then. Now I kind of see myself more in the more libertarian, so to speak. You know, with all these like legalizing marijuana, all that stuff, I just, you know, it just seems like it's a big drag on our whole legal system and stuff. My wife works for the county here, and she sees, you know, all these little petty drug charges all the time. And it's like, come on. So I've been kind of leaning more libertarian now than anything, but I've been red since the day I was born, basically.
That's fantastic. Now, how about your family? Are your family members closely aligned with you, or is it like my family where I'm the black sheep?
So on my dad's side, no. On my mom's side, yes. My dad's side, we have very, very divided. One side is very deep blue. Not sure why. There's not really a reason because they're, very wealthy.
Because it's what they've always done.
Yeah, but they're from here too.
Right.
And all of a sudden it was like the first election with Trump, all of a sudden my aunt had deleted me from Facebook. Like, that's how crazy this got. And actually, the first time we've even acknowledged each other again was as of late, and that was her sending me a card, congratulations for new baby, which is a month ago. So I don't know. My mom's side is basically farming, so that's not always Republican, but here it pretty much is.
Right. So, Mr. Bobby, how about you? Tell me a little bit about you. Like, where are you from, and what are things like for you politically?
All right, guys. My name is Bobby. I am born and raised Republican here in Commieville, Democrat land, California, Southern California, actually. My family's been red since I was a kid. Ever since 1988, California has been, since 88 was the last time we had any like Republican ties to, you know, the majority of the state, but feels like right now we're getting that all back. And the reason we're getting that back is because there's red everywhere. Everywhere you go in Southern California, it's just red tsunami, Trump land, and it feels nice. It feels good. My background, so my mom was in the United States Navy in the 70s, and she was the first naval commander, so she served in the military, and she's always been pro-president, pro-blue, you know, just pro-government in terms of, you know, economy is a big part of it, too. So California, you know, we have the fifth largest economy in the world.
Right.
So the democracy is actually just ruining our economy. And the big part of being red is, you know, understanding how economy and capitalism works. And so my mom is still that to me. My parents are business owners since I was a kid. So they're all, you know, if you come to Southern California, there's nice areas and there's the slums, right? So
right.
And it's crazy because you go to Hollywood and right now Beverly Hills is turning red. The guy
Definitely. Yes.
Yeah, right. The guy running for the mayor is actually a black guy. Isn't that crazy, huh? And he is so pro right and pro Republican views. And the town is just cheesed up, right? We call it cheesed up. But if you come to Southern California, all the rich, affluent areas, the pockets, were majority Republican.
Right. My husband is from Southern California as well.
Oh, yeah.
And there are a lot of conservatives, Republicans, whatever you want to say, in Southern California. It's like the big areas, like, you know, San Francisco, crap hole district. Thank you, Nancy Pelosi. Places like that, but so many areas in California have had these massive pro-Trump rallies lately.
Oh, yeah.
And even in areas that you would never expect. And Trump was just there the other day, which is mind-blowing to me, because most of the time they're like, oh, we're never going to campaign in California because it's just always going to be blue.
That was huge.
Yeah,
and here in my county, Orange County, is the largest Republican county in
right.
the state. And
right.
And if you guys didn't know, I'm pretty sure most people know this, but California has 14 million registered GOP voters. That's the most in the country. So right. those numbers, if you get in all those people to the polls, every single one of them and more, who knows, like, you know, independents and, you know, people in the middle flipping, we can get that turnout, we can seriously flip the state. Like, it's
you know, and people think I'm insane because, you know, Bob and I did a fireside chat the other night on the Discord, and we were going through the maps of the states, and I said California was going to go red, and he thought I was nuts. And I was like, I'm telling you, because I know so many people that live there, and they send me videos all the time of, you know, giant rallies that they've had and stuff. And these are in areas you would never expect.
Yeah.
And this will be the first year, probably since the Reagan era, that I think California has a good shot at flipping red.
Yeah, we totally do.
Why has it been so blue? I'm coming from North Dakota, and the way I think, and like visiting California with all, you know, there's companies, small businesses absolutely everywhere. I was just there in February.
Yeah.
And to me, less government is always better for business. And I,
right.
Right.
To me, I don't understand how you get so blue in a state that has
such
a big economy.
Corruption.
Yeah. It's definitely corruption because even Judicial Watch had sued California and won a case for them to clean up their voter rolls because, you know, say there was, you know, 14 million registered voters in this particular area. Then they found on the voter rolls and the actual population of that area that there was only like 3 million people there instead of 14. And so they way overinflated, you know, you got a lot of dead people voting, a lot of fake IDs, because, you know, they've been giving people that are not legal to vote here. They're handing out IDs. They did that in the last election. They were caught doing that even here where I'm at. So inflated voter rolls, plus you have the five crime families of California that have basically controlled California for just decades, you know, and it doesn't matter if you, you know, in the past, if you voted or didn't vote because they were going to put it however they wanted to put it and whoever they wanted to win. So like Maxine Waters, realistically, she doesn't even live in the district that she's quote elected in. Mm-hmm. And that's not legal. But somehow she keeps getting elected to office, even though, you know.
Yeah.
Just saying, corruption pays.
Boom.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at the numbers here, and Hillary Clinton had like 8.7 million votes to 4.4, we'll call it, for Trump.
Yeah, so roughly 5 million was the difference that we have to make in this election.
Yeah.
Right.
How do you make that up? I'm looking at numbers and I want to believe it, and I'm looking at the rallies and stuff, but how do you swing that? I mean, roughly you'd have to flip you'd have to flip 2.5 million.
Yeah, you would. And also flip that. But also you got to remember also those votes, a lot of them were corrupted votes.
Right.
Okay. So if we can cut down those votes and cut that corruption and get the flip on top of that. And there's also two districts in California right now that were won in the primaries by a Republican. One of them is in Santa Clarita, which is right by Magic Mountain. And if that guy holds on and wins in the November election, that will help California immensely.
What was his name? He was a fighter pilot, right?
Yeah. Trump tweeted him out. I can't think of his name right now. He's half Garcia? Hispanic. Yeah. Garcia. That's it. Yeah. Garcia. Robert Garcia or something. Or Mike Garcia. Something like that. Yeah. I think it's Mike Garcia. Yep. So that's an important district. And then I believe there's another district in NorCal that's really near Nancy's district that's holding on right now to that. So these are important, what are those called? Districts or, you know, that could flip, you know, and that'll help California flip.
Right. And I think, too, along with that, especially in Nancy Pelosi's district or other areas out there where you have really corrupt politicians that have been exposed, you know, like her with the, you know, the whole mask thing. And then, you know, like a bunch of salon owners showed up at her house and started decorating her tree. Outside her house. And I think... I think that's the key for a lot of areas to flip red that weren't red before because people are so shitful.
You know,
and it's like, especially in Illinois, they're working really hard to flip Illinois. Illinois is, oh my God, it is a cesspool of corruption.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people working to flip that as well as Oregon.
Yeah. And New York. So, if you think of it, the three hardest states are California, New York, and Illinois. And I mean, what are we hearing right now? That even you just told me Illinois can flip. That's crazy. Imagine if all three freaking flipped.
Right. And
it's just people are tired of this democracy, like, you know, corruption and takeover, and it's the, you know, this cities haven't changed. Those democratic governors and the slums and stuff, they've been the same shit for 50 years, and people are tired of that shit, especially here. Not just that, but we're also tired of Pelosi. We're tired of Gavin Newsom.
Oh, he's insane.
We fucking hate him.
Right? He's just insane. I mean, he has gone so far off a cliff that I'm really surprised. And don't take this the wrong way. And I'm not inciting violence. I'm just saying I'm surprised that no one has tried to take him out.
You'd be surprised. There's some...
You know, just because of all the things, like everything is shut down and these businesses are not allowed to be open, but by golly, mine are, you know, I have a special exception for all of my Plump Jack wineries. Like, I can keep all of my businesses open and my hotels because whatever, but your hotel, we're going to fill with all the homeless people so they can tear it up and trash it. But mine's going to stay pristine, and it's going to stay open for all my rich friends.
Right.
Screw you.
Yeah. And he's due in 2022 for like reelection, but he's not going to make it. We already know it's so many recall votes on him. All we need is 1.4 million. And there was a guy named Gray Davis in 2004. I believe we recall that guy because he reminds us of him. Everybody here is just tired of his tyranny and his, you know, retarded, he's just brain dead. He doesn't make these decisions. Then we call him like Ken doll. We just call him a retarded Ken doll. You know, it's all he is.
Well, and you know, he is. He acts. Yeah.
And I think one of the, you know, talking about all their corruption and stuff and how people are so tired of it. It's like, they're exempt from the rules that they expect you to follow. Mm-hmm. And literally every one of these overbearing, right grabbing butt heads have been caught violating not only the social distancing stuff, the mask mandates, the lockdowns, the no travel outside of your area, you know, no boating, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I said boating, not voting. Mm-hmm. But I mean, look at how many people have been busted. And it's like they think they're exempt. And here's a perfect example of what I'm talking about and how dumb this is. And this is not any of them. But this has to do with watching Amy Coney Barrett's hearings the other day. And Mazie Hirono, you know, and their whole plan was, you know, all of these people have all of these illnesses. Look at these posters behind us. You know, the GOP is going to destroy all of these families, blah, blah, blah. And then she's talking about like the Affordable Care Act, you know, and this, oh my God, the huge sob stories coming out of there were, well, worthy of some Kleenexes. So, you know, and she's babbling on and on and on. And she's like, well, you know, if it wasn't for me having that insurance, and I'm like, wait a minute. I hope you're not going to try to say that you have government insurance, Obamacare, because you are so full of shit. Because there again is another thing where they're trying to cram shit down your throat, but they do not have to have the stuff that they set for you. And that's another good example. And then she finally clarified that no, it was her own private insurance. But I was just like, don't even try to tell the American people that you and all of the senators have Obamacare, because you are so full of shit.
Yeah. Well, she needs more than Obamacare because her mental capacity is pretty much gone.
Well, you know, she is on board with the Green New Deal and shutting down air travel and stuff. So guess what, Mazie? You'd be stuck in Hawaii, which is where you belong.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Swim to the United States? Go ahead, honey. Anyways, That was a very nice of me. Slap, slap.
Well, so, I just got some news today that my city actually has a mask mandate.
Oh,
as of last night, and
oh, isn't that nice? How convenient!
And the penalty for non-compliance is nothing.
Unlike California,
yes,
where California, some of the fines are like $200 or more, depending on what area you live in.
They passed it on a 5-2 vote last night because they know that people want it, or people are freaking out sometimes because we're having a little spike here. But I went to drop my kid off at daycare this morning, didn't wear a mask. Nobody there had a mask. And I'm like, well, I guess I'm just going to play dumb.
Mm-hmm. It's insane to me. Okay. I just want to say it was supposed to be 15 days, right?
Oh, yeah.
Or 14 days to flatten the curve. And then it was, well, you know, maybe a month. Okay. Well, geez. Now, how many months in are we?
Like 7.
And we still don't know. And they keep flip-flopping and wear a mask, don't wear a mask. It won't protect you. It will protect you. No, it doesn't protect you. Wear this one, wear that one. No, they're not. Yes, they are. No, they're not. Oh, my God. Guess what? 85% of mask wearers that came out the other day have already gotten infected with coronavirus. For people who wear a mask all of the time. So kiss my ass, because I told you people that. It's going to make you sick.
That study was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Because it just showed that what they're telling us to do and what's actually happening are two different things.
Think about the whole global depopulation agenda. If you get your entire population to buy into the malarkey and wear a mask, then guess what? You're going to have more lung infections and more asthma and more COPD and all these other respiratory illnesses that people didn't have before. And then who gets to come in and sell you all of the medications and stuff to treat your problems?
Well, on top of that, plus your flu season's coming now. And I don't know, there was something that said 95%. Or flu is down 95% this year already. But what happens when everybody's wearing a mask and we get through maybe this flu season and then we get to the next one and nobody has immunities or
right
anymore? It's going to decimate us.
Yes.
But the flu already kills a ton of people right every year. And what's going to happen next year, or even later this year, into the spring when the flu hits again, because right it always does.
Yes. And it's never the same strand of flu that comes through here. You have flu A, flu B, and then different various strands like the bird flu, the swine flu, blah, 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 that are all coronavirus. Anyway, what do you think there's any states besides California that you see that are not going to be blue anymore?
I am looking at New York and saying,
yeah, maybe.
Yeah,
because they have, you know, they're the polar opposites of the country, but they have two governors doing exactly the same thing.
Right.
And unless the people there are just so brainwashed, they have to see what's going on. You know, you have the police departments on board with Trump already. And the only people that don't like police are the ones that, you know, are so far gone, they can't be brought back.
The people who don't like police could possibly be associated with those politicians that went to destroy America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
That are fighting for no cash bail and no time served and abolish prisons and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So your crime just rose 410%, but let's abolish all jails and prisons too, and just have a free for all on the street. It'll be like the purge in real life.
Yep. Another one I see is Minnesota, and I'm about 98%.
I'm 100% in agreement. I wholeheartedly believe with the manure that they have gone through that they are going red, definitely.
I was in Minneapolis in August for a wedding, and I saw zero Biden signs, about 50 bumper stickers for Trump. They even had Trump kiosks on the side of the freaking road there, mm-hmm. with signs and stuff you could buy. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're driving down the road and you see like these banners that are like 6-7 feet long that say Trump 2020 because no more bullshit.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's fantastic because I have a lot of friends that live in like Philadelphia and areas like that. And they've all been telling me, like Trump stores are popping up all over the place. Yep. Like, do you want anything? Dude, like write down your order and I'll send you some stuff. And I'm like, why can't we have anything pop up like that here? But I guess it's because I live in a red area. Yeah.
So like, it was new to me too, because here they wouldn't sell because everybody's going to vote for Trump anyway.
Right.
In my town, I've seen one Biden sign total. And no bumper stickers or anything like that. Even if people are going to vote for Biden, they wouldn't put it in their yard because they're so outnumbered. But seeing that in a extremely blue state and extremely blue area of the Twin Cities,
mm-hmm.
was insane, because like you got your gas station on a corner, like by, you know, a four-way traffic light. And right by like the crosswalk, you got this huge Trump kiosk tent and people everywhere in there.
Right.
And they weren't going to the gas station. They're going to the kiosk.
I think that's awesome, though. Bobby, do you have anything like that you've seen in California?
Yeah, all over. I'm telling you, we had these massive boat parades the last 2 months. Literally, boat parades, just parades in big cities, just on the street corners everywhere. We have like 30 or 40 kiosks just pumping out Trump shit, you know, and we've been doing this since January. That's the thing, January, February, and Biden got announced at the end of February, and he stayed in the basement until for 6 months. He didn't campaign anywhere. Right. Like,
right.
All this is like free, basic on the ground marketing. And, you know, it's an incumbent, obviously, but that's going to help, but it's just, the more that we've been doing that, I think it's just in California, especially because, like I said, we have some Biden signs here. Most recently we've seen them because of the, you know, getting closer to the election time, but it's literally Trump everywhere, especially in Orange County. And then you can go around Orange County anywhere and be proud and not, you know, get any pushback from anybody, any liberal at all. Cause there's all the liberals around here. They stay quiet, you know, they stay low key. But we're loud. We're the silent majority has come out in the last month. I've seen them.
Right.
You know, American flags also. You know, if you're not voting for Trump, I mean, if they're not going to be vocal about voting for Trump, they're going to put an American flag. And every house here is an American flag. So everyone knows that. We just know. You know, we just know. And it's going to be a fucking landslide because the left is a fucking joke. And we're sick of it. Like, California is massively a tsunami. I'm telling you,
right?
Maybe,
yeah.
I won't be shocked because I've been saying this for a year. So,
and I agree. I mean, I think this is the first time, and my listeners know I'm old, but yeah. I think this is the first time that I can remember in my entire lifetime that I have seen California going so close back to being red for a change, because California used to be red before the five crime families took over.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, Reagan, 88.
Yeah.
Even the 70s, right? I was going to say, was it Eisenhower? Eisenhower? No.
Right. No. Yeah. Yeah. I can't tell you right now.
Well, Teddy was like, right. For a long time. But yeah, no, you're right. Definitely go. Keep going.
But, you know, and I mean, I think to me, it's amazing that, like so many people are finally having their aha moment. Uh-huh. Bobby, what was your, was there one thing that you're like, oh my gosh, I got to start looking into this because.
Yeah. Good question. well, most recently during the Obama administration, he led in the most, Middle Eastern, terrorists right. in the country. And a lot of people don't know that, but right. we all know Obama was a puppet president, right? So he said stuff that the masses wanted to hear, and everybody thought it was kosher, but behind the scenes, it was the most corrupt administration ever. And my mom, of all people, was telling me this in 2012, literally. Right. During the second, like early into the second, the re-election, second term. And then Benghazi happened. This is after Benghazi, right? And that's just all, she just knew it was corruption. There's a lot of government corruption. CIA, FBI hides a lot of shit. They're really good at, right? They're really good at making the sheeple believe a bunch of shit. But like I said, that stuff like that. And she's been saying this for like 8 years now, that it's, Democrats have been nothing but shady.
Right.
Yeah. And that's just what woke me up. And whatever she says, I mean, my mom is like, she'll beat up any snowflake. She'll beat up any libtard. She'll talk shit to him. She's a little five foot petite, older lady, but she's badass, she was in the Navy and, she's, like I said, pro-capitalist, American dream. I'm second generation, by the way. So people try to call me, try to say stuff to me. I say, hey, man, I was born here. I was raised here. But my background is we're technically migrants. And the American dream is we're losing that here, It's
right.
It's disappearing.
Right? Totally agree.
Yeah. And I think that's one thing that they completely underestimate mm-hmm. is that the people that did come here and migrate here through legal channels. That's so much different for those people because a lot of people fled communist or socialist regimes and, came here for a better life. And that's what I think is so funny. This is like, it's like a comic strip to me watching them try to explain things because America is the worst country ever and we must destroy it because it's awful. Oh my God, we should let everybody in the world in. We should open our borders and let them all in. Now, wait a minute. Wait. I thought you just said it was the worst place in the world to live because we're awful and we're evil. Mm-hmm. Then why would you want everyone else to come here?
Funny story on that. I got called a right-wing extremist by a Canadian last night on Twitter.
Look at you. Gold star.
All I had to say was, he was attacking somebody, calling him a racist, all those words.
Right, of course.
Supporting Trump. And all I had to say was, the racist is usually the one claiming racism.
Exactly.
Always. And
I was then a right-wing extremist because he looked at my profile.
Oh, that's so cute, though.
It was. I told my wife, I was like, I guess I'm a right-wing extremist now.
I know. I started making like a list of things that people call me.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I grew up in a really small town in Indiana. I live in Tennessee now, but we all knew each other, grew up in Catholic school, had the same circle of friends, like all through, elementary school, junior high and high school. We knew each other. We hung out. We were all best friends. We all did everything together, blah, blah, blah. And then, of course, as soon as, 2016 hit, it was like, you are a Nazi. And I was like, great. my family are Jewish, but thanks for that, you know? And it's just like, are you fucking kidding me with this stuff? I mean, I have literally been called so many names, and it's just funny to me because, hello, insults don't bother me. You know, and the more that they call me names, the funnier shit is to me. I'm just like, okay, and you can come at me with facts about what exactly. Like, okay.
Yeah, I mean, to reiterate your point, my aunt literally deleted me from Facebook.
Exactly.
Because of 2016, I was, you know, mildly supporting Trump on Facebook, not Bobby style. Bobby is
right.
The king of this. Bobby, like me. How many times have you been banned from Facebook?
Oh yeah. So, I'm like the Tommy of Facebook. No, just kidding. Tommy G of Facebook. I've actually been banned. I had 330 days in a row, and yeah, 330 back to back. And I was on Facebook for maybe an hour max before I got, you know, banned again. So,
oh, you're special. You're special like I am.
But that's a compliment, right? When that happens, right? Because nobody can
it is. Handle you, right? And, you know, you just got to lay out facts, and then somebody like gets butt hurt and reports it. 100%. And then as soon as, you know, they let me back on, like I would send them a butt hurt report and be like, please fill this out and send it back to me. Like, what exactly did I say that upset your feelings so much?
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. And it, a lot of it comes down to also the it's called the liberal lunacy that's going on. It's getting worse. We all see it. It's they can't handle the facts. They can't handle truth.
No.
And it stems to derangement, like TDS, Trump derangement syndrome. It's a real thing, and it's getting gross and out of hand at this point.
You know, I love the only comeback that they have when you lay facts on top of each other. Uh-huh. Is the name calling, or here's an article from Snopes.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Snopes.
Yeah.
Yes, me and the hookers at Snopes are very well acquainted. All righty then. Yeah. Okay. Or like send me a CNN article.
Right.
Dude, no. Actually, do some research and do some history and get back with me with real stuff. And then we can have a chit chat.
You know, I'm to the point where I used to be like Fox News lover, whatever. I'm to the point where I can only watch and listen to certain people on there.
Me too.
Like Tucker Carlson, Hannity, and Ingram are the only three people I can stomach.
Same here.
And luckily they're on when I want to watch. But
now I will say there are people on the Fox Business Network that I like.
Yeah, Lou Dobbs and Bat.
Yeah, he is amazing. And Maria Bartiromo, yeah. I like her too.
Yeah,
But I don't normally watch news because I just listen to a story. You know, and usually that's what social media is great at. You get the news before they actually put it on TV.
Yeah. My wife's always like, how did you know that already? And I'm like, well, Twitter.
Social media, babe.
Yeah. She doesn't like Twitter. She's still stuck on Facebook. And
oh, I keep telling her Facebook. Oh, I don't like Facebook.
She's getting so mad at it because every time she posts something now, it gets the disclaimer put on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like the funniest stuff ever.
I know.
And you know, it's ridiculous because people were sending me messages the other day and they're like, I completely got removed from Facebook. And I said, for what? And they're like, I don't know. Like, it's not a political account at all. I only post pictures of my kid. Or nature pictures. And I'm like, well, by God, your kids must be ugly. You know what I'm saying? Of course, they know I'm joking with them. And that's just my snarky sense of humor. But I'm like, well, you are just, you're spreading hideous information. Please stop that. Mm-hmm. And I mean, who does that? And why are you removing these people?
Yeah.
But I will say,
insanity point. And honestly, like I saw this morning, Google got smashed.
Yes, they got it. They got a hella antitrust lawsuit filed against them by the DOJ.
Wow.
Hello.
I'm wondering if that's where Barr's been lately.
Yes.
He's been quiet, huh?
I think that's the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I agree.
Yeah.
And I just want to say Janet is a genius because did I not say in the fireside chat the other night, they're going to hit them with antitrust laws.
Yep.
Did I not? Yep. Thank you. I called that before it ever happened.
You're the goat, Janet.
No.
You're the goat.
I am. Anyway.
She knows it too. That's amazing. No, you know your shit and it's fucking, and you need to wake the whole fucking country up. That's the only thing. Sucks as your voice is getting so, so screaming.
That's exactly why it is, because I am no one special. Hello. I grew up as a fucking farm girl in cornfields of Indiana. Hello.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just a sassy old loudmouth. And I will tell you to your face, and there's no, like, I just want to say, I relish the day when one of these mass Karens comes at me. I do.
Oh, I've been waiting for it for so long.
They're terrified of me. But here's a funny story. Okay, you know how Walmart, oh my God, nationwide mask mandate. You can't shop at Walmart without one. And then we live like out in the country, but we live in the middle of like two cities, either way, 15 minutes. And so one of them you go to and no one gives a shit. No one wears a mask. No one says anything to you. No one looks at you. The other one, my husband went the other day without me and he comes home and he goes, "You are not going to believe what happened." And I said, "What?" He goes, "Soon as I walked in the door, security started following me around the store and told me I had to wear a mask." And he said, I went into Janet mode. He said, I turned around and looked at him and he goes, "I'm looking for a mask." And I just ignored him and I'm like pushing my cart and he's like picking up stuff from the shelves and putting it, "Sir, you have to leave. You have to leave because you don't have a mask on." He said, "I told you, I'm looking for the mask. Where are the masks at? I can't find them."
Oh my God.
And he's like playing this game with them. And usually he's really snarky with me and we jab at each other all the time and he gives Bob shit all the time. But he normally doesn't do that with people he doesn't know. And so I'm chuckling, listen to this story. And he says, they finally stopped me, put their hands on my cart and they're like, "Sir, you cannot get any more items until you come with us." And he's like, "Where are you taking me?" And they're like, "We're taking you the mask like you asked for." And he's like, "Oh, perfect. Thank you. I don't have to search for him anymore." So they take him to the mask section and he takes a thing, a mask, and he throws them in the cart and he goes off shopping. They leave, go the other way. And he says, "I finally get everything I need. I get up to the register. I throw them in the, get the candy bar stuff, pay for my shit and walk out."
Amazing.
Oh, man.
So there you go. There's a new one for everyone to try. You came to the store to find a mask.
Wow.
That's not a bad idea. Boom, I don't know if you were here when I said that we just had a mask mandate put on us in town.
Yeah, I was listening.
Okay, yeah. Well, prior to that, the only places in town that you actually had to have a mask was Walmart and our hardware store, Menards. And I was recently in Menards and they had dropped that thing for a month or two. And I went there to look for some canning jars and I walk in the door and from like halfway across the store, hear this lady just freaking out because I don't have a mask on. They made me buy a mask for like 50 cents. Right. It's like,
Well, yours are really cheap then, because like they have gone up so much here like a little tiny box of them is like $20.
Oh,
and geez. I'm like, for what? I'm like price gouging much?
Well, ours aren't really in demand, I guess, as much because you go to the grocery store, so to say, and you might get 50-50 on a good day. But like if you're there in off hours and there's a bunch of like, unless they're elderly people, they typically don't.
Okay, so, but let me ask you this. Why did they just now start a mask mandate?
Okay, so it looks like, from what I read, we have a, she's kind of a crazy liberal on our
city council, county council.
Yeah, the city council here.
Mm-hmm.
I think she was just in the news too, the national news, because they put up a pride flag in town and people just had a fit.
Mm-hmm.
Like they put a rainbow flag up at City Hall or something like that. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I haven't even seen it. But it looks like she brought this up. And I think the city council's honestly just kind of afraid of her because she's crazy. And I think they just were like, okay, we'll vote for it, but there's not going to be a punishment.
Right. We're not going to put you in prison like some of the states, like Illinois with Governor Creepy Woman.
Because
our Mayor Creepy Woman, sorry. Our
governor here has, like, every day he gets asked, when is there going to be a mask mandate? And he's like, no, we're not doing it.
It's fucking October. Why the hell would you put a mask mandate in place in October when you haven't done it the whole time?
Our governor is really awesome. He's, I believe he was one of the starters of what became of Microsoft, Doug Burgum.
Right.
And I'm not really sure what his politics actually are. He runs the Republican, but I'm pretty sure he's just pretty much in the middle.
Right.
And, but he's been probably one of the best. Everything that he's done has been like extremely well thought out. Like right away, he's like, we're just going to trust everybody to do the right thing. Just like kind of like South Dakota Kristi Noem did.
Right.
And, yeah, we've had a spike, but everybody has lately. And like he just doesn't get rattled, and I love that.
I want to cuddle with Kristi Noem because she's amazing.
Oh my god. Like,
yeah.
It's just a side note. I just want to cuddle with her.
I think she's going to be the next president after Trump.
I would love that.
Yeah. I honestly do. I mean, like, she's got every red vote already. She's a woman, so women can't say shit about her.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The only thing she's got going against her is she's white.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know?
Damn that white curse.
That's literally it. I mean,
I think I should run for president. That would be amazing.
Yeah.
She posts stuff on Twitter like, she has shirts now on Twitter she's selling on her actual, I think it's on her campaign website. It directs to, but it says something like how South Dakota socially distances, and it's like pheasant hunting or something.
Sweet. Yes.
And then she's out there pheasant hunting, and then she's awesome.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
That Sturgis rally just made people's heads explode.
Would that not be like the most amazing thing ever if you had a pro-gun, female, intelligent, strong, with the backbone actually run for office? That would be fabulous. But I haven't seen one yet, so,
she's,
you know. And I am a woman, but I'm telling you, I'm not I don't believe in vote for a woman because they're a woman at all.
She's a more refined Palin.
Yes.
And, you know, people have a tough time hating her because she's a woman and she can speak up for everything. She's so good at shutting people down when she knows that she's right. I don't know. She's just very, very good.
And you got to have that. So, Travis, I didn't get to ask you, what was your like aha moment?
Well, considering I've always been red, and the aha moment honestly was more.
But was there anything that you were just like, oh, okay, now I got to go look up more stuff on this?
Okay, so put it this way: I used to be a big Bush fan, like the Bush family, all that stuff.
I still love you.
I was too, by the way.
And
since I still love both of you.
Since the pandemic, you know, I worked in oil, and I got laid off, and right now I don't have a job, but that's fine. We're doing just fine. But so I've had a lot of time on my hands to do whatever, and having a new kid come in, it's been great being free to deal with him.
Mm-hmm.
But my biggest aha moment was honestly like when I started listening to Tommy again, when I guess right about the time I started listening to him and he was starting to come out with No Mercy pods that you were on, I think, I started digging into this stuff because I was actually working nights, watching oil sites at the time. And, I had a lot of time on my hands, and I just Twitter, find something, just go down rabbit holes all night. And ever since then, I've seen myself come from, oh, I love Bush and, you know, like Romney and all that, just thinking, what in the hell was I thinking?
I would tell you my husband would agree with that sentiment. We have those conversations all the time, and I'm like, oh, it's a good thing you didn't know me earlier, because you would have known this a lot sooner.
What?
And he's like, I don't know what I was thinking. And I'm like, you just didn't really realize. Like we have this conversation, like, especially about 9/11. And he's like, when I first heard it, and I thought, oh, there's no way the government would hurt their own people. And he goes, now, he's like, I am so awake that every day I question, what are they doing to us now?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And honestly, like what came of that when I started looking into this stuff, and what really said, hey, I'm on the right track, was actually at my dentist office during COVID. I was sitting there with the hygienist, and she starts talking about all these things that I've been hearing. And I'm like, mm-hmm. Are you talking about Q? Or, and she's like, well, sort of. She's like, do you know the X-22 report? And I'm like, oh my God.
Like, you're like, hell yeah.
And she goes, I mean, she's like, I've never registered or anything. And in North Dakota, we don't register really. We just vote. But I've never registered in any, I think she's from out of state, but I've never registered Democrat or Republican, but I've always voted Democrat. And now I'm like coming full circle and saying, oh my God. And that is really like when it dawned on me, I'm like, well, shit, if she's thinking this, like something must be right. Mm-hmm. You know, and what I'm looking at must be changing other people too, because my dental hygienist literally in, you know, BS talk brought this up to me in the 15 minute span that she had with me.
Right.
And that was pretty cool.
But you know what she's doing? She's doing her part to wake up anybody that sits in her chair.
Oh, absolutely. And she's very outspoken. She tells me how I need to brush my teeth better all the time. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay. But she was just kind of like leading me in. And I've never been able to do something like that. You know how if you're trying to red pill somebody, all my friends that I've turned on to like No Mercy or whatever, they're like, they think I'm batshit crazy, even though they're Republican anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hilarious because she just kind of pushed me to the edge where I'm like, wait, are you talking about this? And then she's like, oh, you know, too. Yeah, I got it. It was kind of a cool moment.
And then the trumpets went off. Blah.
Pretty much.
So let me ask both of you, has this COVID stuff been a positive experience for you as far as spending more time at home, or have you been able to spend more time at home? Have you been able to spend more time with your family? I know, Travis, you said you lost your job, but do you guys believe in like me, I believe everything happens for a reason. So, Travis, even though you lost your job during this, you were afforded the opportunity that most people don't have to be able to stay at home and enjoy your family. So how do you guys feel about like how it's affected you and your family and your jobs and stuff like that? So Bobby, tell me what you think.
Yeah. So it's actually been way better because life's like slowed down a little bit here because California's always hustle and bustle. I'm just grateful and lucky that I can keep my job in this industry. I work in healthcare. So sort of front lines. I'm an essential worker technically. Well, I am. I'm a nurse. So,
whoop whoop.
Yeah.
I knew I liked you.
Yeah, I'm a male nurse. I'm a MRS.
I have never in my entire life had a MRS, and I want one, and now I have one.
Really?
Will you come and take care of me?
Yeah, I will.
Thank you.
Of course.
Change my diapers when I get older. I need some help. My husband said no.
That's cool. I'll just do it for the glory. Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. So like I said, when all these people were out of jobs and stuff, no one was freaking out. I mean, it was pretty scary for me too, because, you know, COVID was real, but at the same time, because there's a lot of unknown in March. So there was I had a few scares, not personally myself, but at work. I had more time to do things, and the world slowed down, and I was making more money and saving more money. So, think of it. The Chinese virus was supposed to be bad for, right? Political wise, it's supposed to be kind of thing to just deter the election, right? But at the same time, all the people around here, the anti-maskers and that kind of crowd, the ones that are sort of put in with the Trump crowd. We're rebelling against a lockdown. There was no lockdown. I mean, in Orange County, it's night and day. If you go from Orange County to LA, it's different than night and day, right? LA is a lived hard city. Orange County is the opposite. We literally closed for one day. This whole county in the last 9 months closed for one day, and it was weird, but we weren't having that shit. We don't put up with that shit. You feel me? That's how that happened in the last 9 months here. It's just been like different and weird. Because of this, mind control that the government wants to put on the country, but not in Orange County. And then because of that, what happened is those people have been spreading out to like LA County and, other parts that are usually taken advantage of and manipulated by the government.
Right. So. Yeah. And I have, my old co-host Matt, lives in East LA, and he's like, going to the rallies and stuff out there. And it's like a lot of the areas have like a $200 fine per occurrence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, let me just say, you can't, you cannot have cash bail because that's a bad thing. Mm-hmm. But we will fine you $200 per occurrence for not wearing a mask.
Right.
Does anybody see an issue with that? I mean, forgive me for saying this. I'm like the sweetest person you would ever want to meet. I'm everyone's grandma, everyone's mommy. Uh-huh. However, I just want to slap the shit out of people who don't see things like this.
Right.
You are literally telling people that criminals, we should feel sorry for them for committing crimes and we should not do cash bail. And it's like catch and release, bad boy, here you go, go do it again. Mm-hmm. But well, you're going to fine people for not wearing a mask with a cash fine.
Retarded backwards. That's what it is.
Well, you wonder why Trump is being endorsed by basically every single law enforcement agency in the country.
Exactly.
Because they don't want to do that. I can give you an example here. Like if an old rancher were, walking around town here and a cop stopped him on the sidewalk for not having a mask on or something like that, mm-hmm. and wrote a ticket, he'd literally rip it up in front of him and say no and just walk away.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the normal person response to that shit.
Right. And here's the question. My family's like, all of them were military except me because I'm a dodo bird. all of my friends have been in the military. They've all served. A lot of them are police officers, et cetera, et cetera. Even in healthcare, you take an oath. The military does, the police do, nurses do,
yeah.
doctors do. Mm-hmm. Like for us in healthcare, you're a patient advocate first and foremost. And so me, that's why I was like, what the crap Big Pharma's doing to you? What the hidden cancer cares? No, I'm going to tell you because that's my job. They can get pissed at me all they want. They can fire me, reprimand me, whatever. But my allegiance is not to you. It's to my patients. So I'm going to tell you the side effects to watch out for and things and whatnot. And same thing with law enforcement and stuff. You take an oath. You're sworn to protect against enemies, foreign and domestic.
Mm-hmm.
You are literally going after your own people, which you are violating your own oath. Why are you doing it?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, honestly, grow some balls. I will share mine with other people if they need them and do your job and tell these governors or the mayors, no, that's not, we're not going to arrest everyday citizens for not wearing a mask.
No, I mean, you don't arrest people that are, burning things. Well, maybe you do, but you release them right away. It's the same thing. A lot of these people are, that burn things are getting slapped on the hand.
Right. Or nothing.
Maybe their fingerprints are taken. Who knows? But it's like, oh, you didn't mean to throw that Molotov.
I was just going to say, look at the attorneys that threw Molotov cocktails and blew up cop cars.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll guarantee you, because of the lovely place that they did it in, I'll guarantee you that those son of a muckers are still practicing law to this day.
Mm-hmm.
They should have already had their law licenses revoked. Without a shadow of a doubt, because Bobby and I know if we do anything even remotely close, even if you write a bad check, I had to sit through an entire day of state board cases. And a lot of those people, they wrote a check that bounced. Or, they wrote a check and might have not been a good check, but their licenses to practice were removed
mm-hmm.
for writing a bad check or a check that you thought you had the money in there, but you didn't. That happens sometimes when you're struggling, but those people lose their license over such small things but you can throw a Molotov cocktail into a cop car and blow it up, or blow up a police precinct,
right.
And you're still fine to practice. In what world is that okay?
In a Democrat-ran city.
So tell me, in your opinions, why is it so important in this election to vote red?
Go ahead, Boom.
Oh, yeah, thanks, man. I was going to let you go. Thanks, bro. It's just important. It's just important to vote red to, you know, keep the American dream alive, capitalism, keep the country, you know, it was amazing. The last 4 years, minorities, the American dream, the people that want the American dream are minorities, right? The ones that come here for that reason. They're making the most money they ever had. They have the most jobs they ever had. You name it, black, Mexican, Asian, lowest unemployment rate, greatest economy. Where else do we go with that? The China stuff. China is huge. I mean, a lot of these Democrat voters and stuff, they don't know the China thing, you know? They don't know that China was ripping us off, unfair trade, right? This is like basic export and import shit. Like the average person should know, right? And intellectual property theft from China, that's huge. Trump stopped that in a heartbeat, you know? The borders is more secure than ever, and it's only going to get more secure. All the corruption is going to get, during the second term, the corruption is going to go down. Like Trump's going to start firing people, start going after all the shit that he's been doing for 4 years. It's just pointless to, right? To bring out the corruption and then all of a sudden just stop. No, we're going to keep it going. So
Travis, what's your take?
So I want to come at this from a little different angle. I think the reason you vote red this election is not because of who's more vulgar or who you hate more. Mm-hmm. It's literally, do you vote for a CEO who would be, you know, if you think of America as a company,
mm-hmm.
Do you vote for a CEO or a guy that's been just kind of there for 47 years and done nothing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, do you want somebody that's run multiple successful companies and is a billionaire?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you want a guy that has made money, you know, from his son selling basically power in essence?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or do you want, and for people that hate Trump, let me ask this question. Why do you hate him? Do you hate him because the media wants you to hate him?
Right.
Or do you hate him because he's successful? And the thing about success is that people come here to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
To reiterate on Bobby's point, they want the American dream, and success is part of that. And being successful, he takes all this shit for taxes or whatever that may or may not be true, but whatnot. Doesn't matter. He's been successful. He's provided jobs other than Biden. Biden might have had one person that worked for him, his son.
And his brother.
Yeah, and his brother. But, I mean, I want a CEO that can run a company. I don't want a guy that's been there for 47 years and done absolutely nothing.
Right.
He's hurt the African American race in more ways than he can ever repair. And his running mate is even worse than him on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's insane. I mean, you look at Ice Cube. He doesn't know where he's at right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm half expecting him to endorse Trump this week.
Oh yeah.
And that's entirely possible. And you know, my thing is, never be the person that somebody else thinks that you need to be.
Mm-hmm.
Trump is who he is. He's vocal. You may not like it that he's vocal. You may not like it that he's opinion. But I may not like you because you're quiet and you're mousy and you won't speak up and you just continually take shit. I may not like you because you think that it's okay to tell other people how they need to be. You know what I'm saying? You may not like him because he's non-PC. He's in your face. But here's the thing. And this is my take on the election stuff. This is not a Democrat, Republican. This is a good versus evil. This is the New World Order and the NATO alliance trying to take over and rule every country in the world. Mm-hmm. They're doing it in multiple places already. If you think I'm insane, I'm just going to tell you, you need to do some digging because they're already in certain countries taking over. They also started to do a quote central banking system that was under control of only NATO, mm-hmm. not including the United States, mind you. So America is the world's savior. And I mean that because America is the rest of the world's piggy bank. Mm-hmm. And that is only afforded to other nations because of our capitalism, mm-hmm. because we're the only nation in the world that believes that it is your rights and your abilities and your belief in picking yourself up and doing good for yourself that enables you to start your own business, your own company, to hire the people that you want to hire, to be able to control your own business outside of what the government thinks is best for you to do. That's a socialist and a communist society. Under a capitalist society, it's your decision. You are perfectly free to make those within, of course, the guidelines of the law. However, you get to pick who you want to hire. You get to pick what your business plan is. And like I said, it runs on capitalism, and we fuel other economies. We pay for everyone else around the world to have military protection. We pay for other countries to have birth control and abortions. We pay for other countries to have a special boost in their imports and exports. We, the United States of America, are the piggy bank of everyone else. If you want us to be a communist and socialist nation, then everybody around the world that you quote, feel so sorry for, wink, wink, you're voting for the wrong thing if you don't vote red. Because we can't help our people and we can't help other people if we don't have capitalism.
Yep,
exactly.
And selling us out to other countries and doing shady backdoor deals mm-hmm. has been a thing for, you know, like a very lengthy amount of time now. And all of that corruption is being exposed. Mm-hmm. And we are no longer the world's bitch to bend over.
Think about all the shit China has on Biden.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, it's got to be insane because they have these hard drives. I know they mm-hmm. do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And to have to vote for somebody that is compromised by your arch rival.
Mm-hmm. Or wait. I thought Trump was compromised by the Russians. Oh, wait. No. That didn't happen. No, it didn't. Didn't happen. Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
The last person I see being compromised by anybody is Trump, because Trump's alpha as fuck.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, that's what he is. Like, that's why people hate him, because you got all these little beta bitches running around. You know, they can't handle his words. They gotta be in a safe space to even think about what's going on in the world.
Well, and right. Trump's and think
they're shoving it down their throat.
Right.
And think about this. Do you realize how many different people and committees and agencies and whatnot have vetted and investigated Trump? Mm-hmm. if you think they did not investigate or vet him before he ran, you need another spanking. So that's two now.
Yeah.
Because they knew absolutely everything about his background before he ever ran. That they have people that do that. That's what they do. They find every skeleton. They find everything in your past. If you ever wrote a bad check, if you ever, you know, jaywalked, but whatever, they have it all. Mm-hmm. So for all of these places and people and agencies to have investigated him repeatedly, endlessly, for multiple years, not just four, but well before that, and they've never found anything, there is nothing. I'm telling you, there is nothing. So any malarkey, Joe Biden, no malarkey tour. If there's anything that comes up, you know, another, you know, Russian P tape or anything like that, it's bullshit. And you should be able to spot it and smell it 15 miles away, because there is nothing, because there's been so many investigations. There's just none.
Janet, I got a question for you.
Yes.
What do you think Biden has that made that whole DNC cave into him to make him, or to give him the nomination?
Right.
Do you want to know my honest opinion?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe, and this is based on kind of opinion and kind of some videos that I've seen, multiple laptops exist with lots of financial information on other people in Congress, like Pelosi and Feinstein, and multiple others, people on both sides, mind you. However, I don't think it, if you go that way, it's a blackmail thing, because it's like you have to win it by any and all means necessary. And which means that Biden would have to take over, because they could change the DOJ, they could change, you know, FBI, CIA, all of that stuff. Course, they're going to have a really hard time with the judges, since Trump already pretty much sewed that up. But that way they can shut down any and all active investigations. And so I don't think they had any other choice, even though he's fully and completely compromised. But so are all of them. And that is their only hope and shot to shut it down. Because if they would have put Kamala out front as their, quote, great hope, she would have been shut down like super easy, because her background is so easy to dig. And any of their candidates, they're so easy to expose. Like, hello, I'm originally from Indiana, so Pete Buttigieg, I could write you a book on him right now. You know what I'm saying? Right. It's like so easy to expose all of those people, but keep in mind that Biden has been covered for 47 years. This is not new information. They've known about the Biden family for literally decades. I mean, he's been in office for 47 years. So he was their literal only choice.
Mm-hmm. Right.
To try to stop anything that comes out. But it's not going to work.
My biggest like thought on this is, you know, the one person I think that probably had a better shot at winning was Bernie.
Bernie, yeah.
No. I
think he did, because the far left would actually vote for him.
Well, but Bernie's another one. There's too much scandal with it, and it hasn't been covered up. like the Biden family has been. And I'm telling you, like the Bushes and everybody were involved in covering up for Biden, because that whole group of people has been in office and their families have been in office for so long. It's the good old boys club. You know what I'm saying?
You know,
and so Sanders is an outsider, and Sanders would have never carried the nomination because, number one, like, of course, he's going to get like votes because he's a communist or socialist, but the rest of America is not. He wouldn't win. But he also has a lot of scandal with him and his wife in his past. He's got way too many videos that have circulated on the internet about his ties to communist leaders and stuff.
Okay.
And there's so much complicated information on him, and they know that when they vetted him. That's why both times now the DNC could not allow him to be their nominee, because he would have been destroyed immediately.
That makes more sense, because just watching them fall in line was something I did not expect.
Well, and think about that too, like in the means of Kamala, she has so much against her, not just politically, and they've been trying really hard to scrub like all of the internet with, you know, her crime statistics and her prosecution statistics and everything else, and the Willie Brown story, amongst lots of other things.
What about her father's ownership?
Yeah. So she's another one. I honest to God, and people are going to think I'm insane, but this election, even though they're pulling out all the stops, they know this is a sacrificial election. They can't do anything about it, and they are literally throwing Biden under the bus.
Oh yeah,
they are from their own side. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I mean, Hunter pretty much locked it up.
Right, and here's the thing: like with Nancy Pelosi, doing the whole 25th Amendment, setting up the commission and all that stuff, she was preparing to remove not Trump, but Biden.
Yep.
If Biden gets in office,
right?
Because Biden would have sang like a canary if he was faced with giving up his family or giving up Nancy Pelosi and Dianne Feinstein and other members of the Senate and the House on both sides, he would have sang, definitely would have sang. And so that was her only, quote, save face. But they already know. I mean, it's a sacrificial lamb. This election is in the bag.
Oh, yeah.
I think so.
So another kind of off topic here, but another thing that kind of showed me that I was on the right path of, you know, McCain and all the Bushes and all that, being, you know, all big one happy family and this deep state bullshit going on, was when McCain's wife showed up at the DNC.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because she knows what happened.
Mm-hmm.
She knows why.
Right.
And she just had to come, she had to fall in line with the people she's actually, you know, affiliated with.
Right. Absolutely.
I that was one of the biggest things. I'm like, whoa, that was weird.
And it's 100%. And here's the weird thing to me. And it's happened not only for his seat, but also for, what the hell was his name that died? Oh my God, I'm having a brain fart. Black gentleman, I think it was in Boston, died of cancer earlier this year.
I think I know what you're talking about.
I can see his face plain as day. Anyway, I have a John, I don't know, whatever. Anyway, but my point with this is those are the only two places that I can recall in recent history where it's like, oh, well, we're just going to go ahead and pass their seats on to their spouse. No, how about that is not how we do politics in the United States of America?
Yeah.
The whole reason for doing that is because, number one, the scandal in Boston was because there was lots of embezzled money that ended up going through his wife's, quote, foundation, which we all know the foundations is where they launder money through.
Of course.
Same thing with the whole McCain seat. The history of corruption, the ties to the Bush family, everything else. Again, missing funds, missing money. You know, look at how these political games are played, especially the one in Boston, because it was huge amounts of money that were supposed to go to help the city, because the city is struggling. Those people are struggling. But then all of a sudden, this money just disappears. They can't account for it. Kind of like the State Department had shit tons of money disappear under HRC. And the, you know, all the missing money that happened under Obama. You know, and it's like a pattern. It's like a pattern of corruption. And then all of a sudden, all of these people leave office and they all have a book deal. And like Biden and his wife, their income went from $363,000 in 2016 to now it's over $16 million.
Yeah. It's $16 million over 3 years, about five and a half.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting? Because Jesus Christ, whatever kind of job that is, I need to change professions because that's a hell of a fucking pay raise.
Yeah. So I was thinking about that earlier. Just the amount of like going using their income from prior year and taking the five and a half mil a year. Think about the money that if, let's just say the big guy was getting half. Mm-hmm. I figured it out. It's about 30.5 million that right. Hunter Biden must have made
right.
to add into that income
mm-hmm.
if he's getting half.
And then how do you launder that money? But everybody was like, oh, well, it's because Jill is a doctor. Sweetheart, Jill is a PhD in education. She's a teacher.
Yeah.
So, hello, I was a teacher in college, and I can tell you I never made that kind of money a year.
Was she is she a teacher at a public university?
I have no idea. But regardless, there's no way that somebody is going to, like, they've never had that history of income, and then all of a sudden, oh, well, so-and-so is going to hire you for $5 million a year.
Only public officials that make that kind of money are football coaches.
Yeah. I'm just like, what? I don't know.
Yep,
so it's insane to me. I don't get it. I don't understand that. But, you know, to each his own. But following the money trails, looking up these people's history, their past, and don't, for the love of Jesus, don't look at Wiki as a source.
Oh, God.
Because Wikipedia is just as good as looking at Snopes, because they're the same kind of people.
Yeah.
That edit the information, they're paid propaganda groups, and that's what they do. Actually dig on these people, dig into their organizations they're part of, dig into the board members of those organizations, you will find a treasure trove of information. So, just saying.
So, Janet, yes. While we're on the money trail here, what do you think that money that went to Iran was for?
The money that went to Iran, I believe very wholeheartedly that the information that came out last week about the whistleblower, I definitely believe that that money was for that. It was hush money, and here's why. And, you know, people can call me insane or whatever, it doesn't matter. But there are facts that we know about that whole Bin Laden case.
Yep.
We know without a shadow of a doubt the entire SEAL team was taken out.
Yep.
Fact. We do know without a shadow of a doubt that they said, and I can tell you exactly where we were at when we heard this announcement. We were told there's no body because, you know, we did an at-sea burial. That's a fact. And also on that particular point, that's not going to happen. You're not going to have a SEAL team that's like, yeah, this was our number one target, but we're going to fucking chuck him in the sea. That does not make sense. That's not going to happen unless you're told to do so. So that's a lie.
Yeah,
I think but also a fact. Do what?
You think he's still alive?
To me, very questionable, yes, because he also very closely resembles a CIA asset that has been over there for a very long period of time.
When I read through that stuff, and I thought it was really interesting the way that they use their communications through that, it was some kind of a hawk hunting.
Yes. It's a huge deal because and people don't understand that, but people who have a lot of money, they pay shit tons of money to have, you know, trained hawks.
Yep.
Trained lions, tigers, bears, you name it, whatever. It's a real thing. It does exist. And it's especially a big deal overseas that people own hawks. You have to look into that, but that's like a Mid-Eastern thing.
Yeah.
Very big deal over there. But another point on the whole, shady Bin Laden thing that is a fact. Money was sent to them without congressional approval.
Right.
Done in the middle of the night. So those are three points that you know without a doubt that happened. And so anybody that's like, oh, that whole story is insane, it's stupid, it's crazy, you guys are nuts, you're just a conspiracy theorist. No. It's called real life. It did happen. Ask the families of all the SEAL Team 6 members what they were told by the military about how their families died. And miraculously, altogether, how weird. How weird did that happen? You know what I'm saying? And so, to me, that was ransom money. It was hush money because the exchange was supposed to happen. And like I said, I've been reading for quite a while that the man that they say was Bin Laden was actually not. It was a CIA asset. And one of the things to keep in mind about our CIA is they will do literally anything. They recruit people, and this is gross for a lot of people, but it's a fact. They actually recruit men that molest their daughters.
Wow.
Because if you molest your own daughter, you have no moral compass and no conscience, and you will do literally anything.
Yeah. Somebody without a conscience is extremely valuable to them.
Keep in mind, while I said that, pedophilia is a really big deal. Pedophilia is rampant. It's gone on for centuries. It's not just now. The Rockefeller family helped to set up like our FBI and stuff, morphed into the whole CIA situation, which is very rogue. It has been very rogue for a long time, but a lot of the people involved in that also are trafficking. Mm-hmm. So you can call me insane if you want to, but I'm guaranteeing you it's true because you have a member sitting in the House right now, on a committee that, looks like Freak Show, if you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
His name might be Adam, but anyway, he is also a pedophile.
Oh, yeah.
And he was also a CIA member.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyways, vote these people out.
Yeah.
Get them all out. Clean up the government. That's my personal opinion, I think. Most of the United States is going to go red.
Hell yeah.
This is voting day, and I'm just going to say right now that I am predicting right now over 400 electorates for Trump.
Wow.
Beautiful. I'm with you.
My last one was like 322, but I didn't have California in there.
Yeah, it's getting up there, right, guys? I think it's getting up there.
Yeah, I read something today from Fox. They had an opinion piece, and they were talking about how Trump could get 50% of the Latino vote or more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
And that's insane.
Yeah, it's just it's realistic, yeah.
It is realistic because the Latino community believes in, number one, Christianity, and number two, family.
Yeah.
And the whole narrative of the left now is destroy church and destroy family.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And your core family. And so, especially with all the crap that's being taught in schools, and now it's not, you can't say Latino or Latina. Now it's Latinx. And so now they're removing gender. And those are things that they strongly do not agree with.
Right.
And so that's another voting block in California that I think they're really going to get surprised by.
I think it's going to make the biggest difference in Florida.
Yes.
Because the Latino community there are partially Cuban.
Mm-hmm.
And that Cuban sector is going to go, they got to go 95 plus to Trump because they know what socialism does.
Right. Oh, yeah. And they don't want it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's why I said anybody that emigrates here from a socialist nation, a communist nation, an oppressive regime, anything like that, they're not going to vote for somebody who wants to turn this country into exactly what they fled from. So. Right. So anyway, we're going to have to close up shop today. So
got to put a lid on it.
Yes, we're gonna call a lid, but we have literally been talking more than Joe Biden has all week. So anyway,
hell yeah,
woo-hoo for us.
Nice one.
So anyway, Bobby, final thoughts for you.
This is great. Great having. Think we're on behalf of me and Travis. We're both grateful and appreciative that you can have us and we can share our views and just, you know, keep the red tsunami rolling, so to say, for the second term. Patriots, me and Travis are patriots, and you are too in heart, and you have the country's best interest, and that's the thing. The media is dragging Trump down to make it look like he doesn't, but
Right. Do
a little bit of digging. We know what's really up, so thank you so much for having us.
Appreciate that. And Mr. Travis, final thoughts for you.
My final thought is if you watch mainstream media, you're never going to get the truth.
Right.
So do digging yourself and find the truth for yourself, because then it will sink in, and then you'll have that aha moment that me and Janet and Bobby had, and mm-hmm. you'll be able to think for yourself again. And that's freedom.
Right. Definitely. So, Bobby, where can they find you at?
My Twitter. I'm banned on Twitter. But
me too. Hello, join the club.
Banned on Twitter. Technically trying to come back. But if you guys are in the chat, so I'll drop my Twitter as soon as hopefully unsuspended before the election. I'm on my last, maybe last appeal. So you can find me on Facebook if you guys want to go there. Bobby Trump is my name. And yeah, just in the chats, and they go at Bobby Boom on socials. So.
And Mr. Travis, where can they find you at?
I am not banned on Twitter.
Oh, look at you.
I do retweet things. I do what Bob does. Just hit the retweet button.
Oh, yeah.
No, mine is at T-Smash 1988. You can find me there. I don't have a ton of followers because I just kind of started a couple years ago. But I love to use it as a tool, more or less. But if you want to follow me, you'll see me retweet a bunch of stuff all the time. So
that's fantastic. And for me, of course, you can find me on The Abyss, known as Parler, at Deplorable Janet, and also on Instagram at Deplorable Janet, because that's how I roll. Send me a message, hit me up on either one of those two platforms. If you want the link to our chat, let me know. I would appreciate that. And as always, thank you for listening, downloading, liking, subscribing, and commenting to another episode of Deplorable Nation. So me, for Travis, and for Bobby, we appreciate you, and we will see you next time. Peace out. Vote red.